Welcome to a deep dive into a case that just might make you look a little closer at your own professional liability coverage.
Oh yeah, this one's a doozy.
We're looking at Hain v. The Doctor's Company.
From the Mississippi Supreme Court.
And it really gets into some tricky territory when it comes to malpractice insurance. Like, what happens when a forensic pathologist ends up in a legal battle? That's what we're going to try to figure out.
Well, this case is interesting because it all starts with Dr. Stephen Hain, a forensic pathologist.
Okay.
Who did a lot of work for the state of Mississippi.
Ah, so he was like their go-to guy.
Pretty much. And his testimony in a murder trial, the Kennedy Brewer case, well, it ended up being part of what led to a wrongful conviction.
Oh, wow. So right off the bat, we're not talking about a typical doctor-patient situation here.
Exactly.
What happened after Brewer was exonerated?
Well, Brewer spent 15 years in prison.
15 years?
Yeah. And then DNA evidence finally came through, and he was exonerated. So naturally, he sued Dr. Hain, alleging some serious misconduct. And of course, Dr. Hain turned to his malpractice insurer, the doctor's company, for coverage.
Makes sense. That's what you have insurance for, right?
Yeah.
So what did they say?
They denied coverage.
They did. What was their reasoning?
Their argument was that Brewer wasn't actually Hain's patient.
Ah, interesting.
And they pointed to some very specific language in the policy all about injuries to patients.
So that one word, patient, became the whole battleground.
Exactly. The Mississippi Supreme Court took a very by-the-book approach when they interpreted the contract.
Meaning?
Basically, they said if the contract is clear, then it's got to be enforced as it's written, no matter what.
So did the court consider whether Dr. Hain might have thought he was covered for this kind of situation?
They did. And this is where it gets really important for anyone with a professional liability policy.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The court basically said it doesn't matter what verbal assurances Hain might have gotten.
Mm.
In Mississippi, they assume you understand your insurance policy. And they pointed out that Hain had 16 years to review it and bring up any issues.
16 years is a long time. Did that play into their decision?
It definitely did. They really emphasized that length of time. So any arguments about the policy being unclear or Hain not understanding it, the court wasn't buying it. They even cited a legal precedent that essentially says courts can't go around reinterpreting contracts just to help one side.
So what did that mean for Dr. Hain, practically speaking?
It meant he was on his own. He had to deal with that lawsuit without any help from his insurer. The court was very clear that the whole patient requirement in the policy, that was crystal clear.
Right.
They saw Brewer's injuries, you know, from being wrongfully imprisoned as personal injuries, not something related to medical care.
Makes sense.
So they saw this claim as being based on Hain's expert testimony, not traditional malpractice.
That's a big distinction, especially for professionals who, like, give expert opinions as part of their job. But hold on, wasn't there something about a previous case, I think it was in Louisiana, where the doctor's company actually did defend Dr. Hain?
Yeah, that's right. Hain tried to use that case to back up his argument.
What was the argument?
He said, look, the insurer can't just change their mind now when they defended me in a similar situation before.
Okay, so what was the Louisiana case and why didn't it apply here?
In that Louisiana case, it was a patient's family suing Hain over his autopsy findings. So that was directly related to his work as a doctor. But the Mississippi court said that was totally different from Brewer's case because Brewer wasn't a patient at all, not in any way.
So they're like apples and oranges, these two cases.
Yeah, pretty much. The court said they weren't legally comparable. So that Louisiana case didn't really help Dr. Hain. What about the part where Hain said an insurance agent misled him about what his coverage actually included?
Right. That's a point that I think could resonate with a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But the court stuck with the idea that the written contract trumps anything that was said before. It really boils down to this. The court said the responsibility for understanding that policy, it's on the person who's insured.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Definitely a lot to unpack there. I mean, this case really shows you got to read your insurance policies careful. It's so easy to just assume you're covered for all sorts of things. But like Hain v. The doctor's company, shows you those little details, those definitions can really make a difference.
It's definitely a wake-up call for
sure,
especially for folks in specialized fields, you know, like forensic pathology, where their work often falls outside the typical boundaries of like what we think of as medical practice.
Right.
Which can create some unexpected problems when it comes to insurance. So for our listeners out there, what are the key takeaways here? If your job involves giving expert testimony, what can you do to make sure you're really covered?
Well, the most important thing is to really read your insurance policy. I know that sounds obvious, but the court's emphasis on Hayne needing to understand his policy shows how crucial it is.
Right.
You got to pay close attention to the definitions, especially the definition of patient, and really look at the types of claims they specifically exclude.
So, like, get out a legal dictionary and really break down that policy.
That's a great way to put it. If anything seems unclear, don't be afraid to contact your insurance provider and get clarification in writing. Don't rely on just what someone tells you over the phone.
Right. Get it in writing.
Absolutely.
And it seems like getting some legal advice about professional liability would be a smart move too, yeah. Right?
Oh, absolutely. An attorney who knows insurance law can help you spot potential gaps in your coverage and can help you negotiate for more comprehensive protection. This is especially important for people whose work kind of blurs the lines between, like, normal practice and giving expert testimony.
This case made me think about other professionals who give expert testimony a lot, like psychologists, engineers, financial analysts. Are they at risk too?
That's a really important point. If your professional opinions could get you sued, you need to be extra careful about your insurance coverage. A standard malpractice policy might not be enough.
So would they need to look for a special kind of policy? What would that be like?
It's definitely something to look into. Some insurers offer policies that are designed specifically for expert witnesses or people in those kinds of hybrid roles.
Right.
And those policies often have broader coverage, including protection against things like defamation or negligence claims or even breach of contract claims that stem from their expert testimony.
So being proactive is key, right? Don't just assume your standard policy will cover everything.
Exactly. Don't wait until you get sued to figure out what your insurance actually covers. Take the time to figure out your own risks and make sure your insurance matches up with what you actually do.
That makes sense. Now, Dr. Hayne said an insurance agent misled him. That raises some questions about the role of insurance agents in all of this. What advice would you give listeners about working with their agents?
Well, even though the court put the responsibility on Dr. Hayne for understanding the policy, that doesn't mean you shouldn't talk to your agent. It's really important to make sure your agent really guesses what you do for work and the risks you're facing.
Right.
Ask questions, clear up any doubts, and make sure you're getting accurate information about your coverage.
So you want an agent who's like a partner, not just someone trying to sell you something.
Exactly. You want someone who takes the time to understand your needs and finds you the right coverage. And don't be afraid to shop around and find an agent who will give you that kind of personal service and expertise.
So it seems like the overall message here is to really be your own advocate when it comes to insurance.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, and to demand clear explanations. Being informed and proactive can really protect your livelihood.
This case raises some bigger questions, too. Did the court get it right in Hayne v. the doctor's company?
It's tough to say for sure. I can see why the court focused on upholding contracts and personal responsibility, but I also understand why some people might feel for Dr. Hayne. He was working for the state, and the consequences of his testimony, while unintentional, were really serious.
It makes you think about the role of forensic experts in the criminal justice system and the potential for getting sued even when they're acting in good faith.
Right. That's a conversation we need to have as a society. What protections do we have for people who provide these essential services? How do we balance accountability with fairness? Those are important questions that Hayne v. the Doctor's Company brings up.
This has been a fascinating look at a case with some big implications. What's the one thing you hope our listeners will remember from Hayne v. the Doctor's Company?
Knowledge is power. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Read your policies and don't hesitate to get legal advice when it comes to your professional liability. By being proactive and informed, you can navigate the complexities of insurance and protect yourself from unexpected problems.
That's great advice. It's about being a smart consumer and taking control of your professional future.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for breaking down this case for us.
It's been my pleasure. Hayne v. the Doctor's Company has valuable lessons for everyone, no matter what field they're in.
You know, we've been talking about this case of Hayne v. the Doctor's Company.
Right.
And one thing that really stood out to me was how much the court focused on that word patient. They were so strict about how they interpreted the insurance policy.
Yeah. It really highlights how important it is to be super precise with the language you use in legal documents, especially insurance policies. Even a tiny change in the wording can make a huge difference in what's covered.
It makes you wonder about what this means for malpractice insurance going forward. Could Hayne v. the Doctor's Company change the way these policies are written and offered?
It's definitely possible. I think this case could push insurance companies to reevaluate their policies, especially those covering professionals who work outside of those traditional models. We might see more policies designed for specific professions, or at least clearer language about expert witness testimony and other things that aren't part of typical clinical practice.
So the insurance industry might need to adapt to how professional work is changing.
That's a great way to put it. This case could be what forces them to make those changes. It also shows how important it is for professionals to be proactive and really understand their coverage needs and to fight for policies that actually cover the unique risks they face in their jobs.
We've covered a lot of complicated stuff today, and some of it has been pretty unsettling, honestly. If there's one big takeaway our listeners should get from Hain v. The Doctor's Company, what would it be?
I would say knowledge is power. Don't be afraid to ask questions, read your policies carefully, and get legal advice if you need it. By being informed and proactive, you can handle the tricky parts of insurance and the legal world and protect yourself from surprises down the road.
That's a great point. It's about being a smart consumer and taking charge of your own professional future.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for guiding us through this case. It's been really eye-opening.
It's been my pleasure. Hain v. The Doctor's Company has important lessons for all professionals, no matter what they do.
And that wraps up our deep dive into Hain v. The Doctor's Company. Thanks for joining us as we explored the legal side of professional liability. It's been a fascinating and sometimes thought-provoking journey, but that's what the deep dive is all about. We dig into these complex topics and give you the knowledge you need to navigate your professional world with confidence.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay protected.